Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. I want to begin by extending a happy Father's Day to all of our fathers who are here and fathers whom you will visit later in the day, hopefully. Let them know, too, that as we offer all the masses this weekend, we do for all of our fathers and remember in a special way our fathers who have gone before us, marked in that sign of faith that as we offer this mass, they will continue that purgation, that purification to be perfect with Christ Jesus as we await the glory of the promise of his resurrection. Father's Day is an interesting time of year when it falls. It falls on, obviously, the third Sunday of the month of June. And that means two things. It means that almost every Father's Day, we're celebrating a great feast in the church. If you look back, it's usually Pentecost or like today, Holy Trinity, or next week, Corpus Christi. So we're always incorporating the day of Father's Day with these great feasts of the church. And because it falls on the third Sunday of the month of June, it usually falls around my birthday as well. And ever since I left home and went to college, we've always celebrated my birthday on the weekend of Father's Day. So I can hardly remember anymore celebrating my birthday separate from celebrating with my father Father's Day. And that's why it makes it so special to me when I think of what I try to present to our dads. Because it's not only simply what we share in the life that was given to us, but also the life of the church. What is the church teaching us with these great feasts for our fathers? As we celebrate the feast of the Holy Trinity, it's a great feast, great mystery. One God, three persons. The Father who always speaks commands to us, right? But his commands are of love and truth. And when God the Father speaks those commands of love and truth, when we obey, when we receive them, when we adhere to them, all things are good. If you go back in sacred scripture, every time that God speaks his love and command, first in creation, he always steps back and sees when it's received that it is good. The second thing we learn from the Holy Trinity is that the Son Jesus loves the Father's command so much that he took on flesh to get right down in there with us, to be like us, so that he could teach us what that truth means. That those commands are not restrictive, but they allow us to grow in perfection. And also, how beautiful it is that the Son also not only comes to reveal and teach us to love the truth of the Father, he also comes to forgive us when we cannot or choose not to hear those words and adhere to them. He offered himself on the cross, and he constantly is calling us back in reconciliation. And Jesus not only fulfills that gift of the love of the Father, but he also fulfills that promise of the one who was to come as we celebrate it in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit really becomes that for which we understand the response to what God has revealed to us in the Father and the Son. The response of being able to share that divine message with others. So, today when we celebrate Father's Day, it's very easy for us to say, how do our fathers allow us to experience these great attributes of the one God with three persons? First and foremost, when we think of our dads, we think of the one who we want to emulate. We want to become like him. So many people do follow in the footsteps of their fathers. They follow their likes and even their careers many times. When I think of my own dad, I think of him as one who showed me these kinds of things, this kind of love as we see in the Holy Trinity. He was truly a father who spoke the command of love and truth. My dad believed there was only one way, and that was the right way. But he wasn't arrogant. It wasn't his way was the right way. It was the church's way, and it was the right way. Whatever the church tells us, whatever the church teaches us, whatever the church reveals to us is what we are to do. And I think he was right. And I think that, and I believe that still today myself. But my dad was like the son, Jesus, who took on flesh and got right down with us, because a good dad is one who's willing to get right down in there with their kids, even if it means to be on their knees, to play with them. I remember my father loves, of course you know, loved baseball, but he loved all sports. And my father taught me how to throw a slider and a sinker at a very young age. And I even pitched a no-hitter. Well, I was only 8 years old, and the kids weren't very good I was playing against. So. But nevertheless, that slider, they couldn't hit that for nothing, you know. And he also taught me how to shoot a two-hand set shot in basketball, and I perfect that by fourth grade, but only to find out that a kid half my size could block that shot. See, my dad taught me what he knew. It wasn't always the most important thing. It wasn't always going to be the thing that carried me on, but he was right there being human with me while he was continuously telling me how the love and the truth of what the church was about. That love and truth that he allowed me to know as a part of my education. But I think the thing about my dad being real and human as a father like that was when I was playing high school basketball. You know, I was really blessed because my dad was there all the time for me. But you know what I found out? He wasn't there just for me. He was there for Tommy and for Rich, who neither had a father who could come to the games. And he didn't care if I only had 3 points and they had 20 points. He was there at the end of the game with his arm around them, congratulating them, and loving them as a father. That made him as a dad for me even more important because he could see the need to nurture others. And finally, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a response to knowing how much God loves us. It's a response of not so much the command of love or even the action, just the simple, quiet example. And I think that's the most profound thing that dads can do, is be consistent in their example, and no words need to be spoken. But when command of love and truth is spoken, it is received as something they've seen and known. My father was really good at that when it came to the ways of faith. There was no question about anything an example. Every first Saturday of the month, we went to confession. We always knew we had to kind of stick close to the house so that we could hear the call to get into the car. You know, my dad took us to confession every Saturday at the beginning of the month. And guess what he didn't do? He didn't drop us off and go over to the bar and have a drink. He was the first one in line of confession as an example. We went to Mass 20 minutes before every Mass. And he was there. And I always thought it was because we were very concerned about our pew. You know, we didn't want anybody taking our pew. But I realized if you go to Mass 20 minutes early, no one is sitting in your pew. No one's even sitting anywhere close to you. But it was the quiet time that he took in prayer. Didn't look around to see who was coming, what was happening. That response as the spirit of faith that he shared with me when he got down right there with me, and when he taught me and led me as the Father does in my own faith journey. So yeah, I think a lot of kids become like their dads. They emulate them in many ways. My brother even became an accountant because my dad was a banker. And I certainly wasn't going to become a banker and accountant. I really counted on that brand new Texas Instrument calculator, you know? Okay, so I kept it on my lap a lot where Sister couldn't see it. But I didn't become like my dad as a banker or an accountant, but I became a father like my father. And that's the best I can give you. And I think that's the best any kid can give their dad, to become a father like their father. And I'm so blessed to be a father to so many, the same way my dad was. Love and truth in your lives, hopefully leading you by example. So what should we do as our mission this week? I think we really should thank our Lord Jesus Christ for the dads in our lives. When we receive Holy Communion today, let us thank him for the dads who allow us to emulate them as the Holy Spirit, as the Son and the Father. But let us pray for our dads. Because I think sometimes what we do on Father's Day is we congratulate fathers, but I think we need to challenge fathers to continue to be better dads, to always speak that command of love and truth without fear, to really get down into the lives of your children and their friends, but always to lead by example. If you do these things, Dad, you will make men and women who will emulate you. Perhaps they'll follow you in your footsteps of career, but they certainly will always honor you by calling you Dad. And I promise I will pray the same.